Hi there, it's me, Alan from Sesame Street, and you're listening to Good Night World, a sleepcast where your friends at Sesame Street and Headspace Studios help you get ready for bed.
Good night, world.
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 Tonight's episode is...
Once Upon a Library.
Hello, it's me, Alan from Sesame Street. I'm here babysitting some of my friends. You might know them. They're playing hide-and-seek together. We can hear them right now.
I've got my eyes closed, little brother. Time to hide.
That's Abby Cadabby. She's looking for her little brother Rudy in this hide-and-seek game.
Okay, go, Abby. You can start counting now.
That's Rudy. He's hiding for this round of the game.
Okay, Rudy. You got till I count to 10 to hide.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ready or not, here I come.
Oh, I'm ready.
So, where do you think he's hiding, Abby?
I'm not sure. Rudy's really good at this game. But sometimes he likes to hide next to the bed. Sometimes he scooches down on the other side where I can't see him.
Well, is he there?
Nope.
Where will you look now?
Well, sometimes he hides under the table, in the kitchen. Yeah, that's it for sure. Follow me, Alan.
Any luck?
Nah.
Oh.
What's the last place I'll look? Oh, I know. I'll peek behind the sofa next. I'll bet he's there.
Then let's check it out. Let me guess. He's not there, right?
No, not there either. That guess was my last one.
Right. Bed, table, sofa. 1, 2, 3. So now what?
You can come out now, Rudy. I used up my 3 tries.
I'm here. Here, Abby.
Alan, Rudy was hiding behind the living room curtains the whole time. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I thought that you were going to look there, but then you didn't look there.
You won that one, Rudy.
Hooray! I won! Is it time, Abby? Can we do it?
Do what?
When one of us wins because no one found us, well, then both of us do...
The Victory Wiggle!
It's like a victory dance, but quieter and more wiggly.
Oh, that's a cool rule.
It helps get Rudy's wiggles out. Rudy has a lot of wiggles. Rudy, it's time. Let's do it. You too if you want, Alan. Babysitters are allowed to victory wiggle too.
Oh, yay! Let's victory wiggle!
I'm wiggling my fairy wings.
I'm doing the monster wiggle. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. And giggle.
Wiggling my fingers. Oh, this is fun. Wiggling my nose now, too.
Oh, that's a good wiggle, Alan.
And all done. Okay. Now it's your turn, Abby. You hide now.
Oh, sorry, Rudy. Sounds like hide-and-seek time is over.
How come, Alan?
That timer tells me it's nap time now.
Aw.
I promised I would help you get ready for nap time while I was babysitting.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mommy said we especially needed one today because we've got lots to do later.
Like what, Abby?
Don't you remember, Rudy? We're going to the library. We get to pick out books to bring back home. Oh, and do arts and crafts with Marion the librarian. Huh, and sing songs with Larry the librarian. Plus, it's story time today.
Oh, yeah. Story time. Oh, I love story time.
He does love story time.
Marion the librarian makes silly voices when she reads a story. Oh, and Larry the librarian always asks fun questions when he's reading a book. I like to answer those.
I have an idea then. To get ready for nap time, why don't we think about a place that is quiet? We can imagine a wonderful library together.
Hmm, a quiet library? Well, when it's not story time.
Or song time.
Or craft time. It is pretty quiet there. You know, when everybody's reading on their own.
Right. So let's imagine quiet time at the library. And you can each imagine picking out new books to read before your nap time. Any book you want.
Even Kangaroo Flies a Kite?
Any book you like, Rudy. You too, Abby. When we visit our quiet imaginary library, well, you can imagine that any book you want is inside.
Ooh, then maybe I'll pick one about sharks or a platypus. Or unicorns.
Wow, our imaginary library sounds so cool. What are we waiting for?
Nothing, Rudy. Nothing at all.
Then let's get napping.
Okay, first, let's take a slow belly breath together, so that we can be ready to imagine being in our quiet library. Let's breathe slowly in through our noses. And breathe slowly out through our mouths. That was nice. Since we'll be imagining a quiet place, let's practice whispering quietly with a rhyme.
This is my whisper.
Oh, and here's mine. This is my whisper.
Oh, those are very good. Let's use them together as we say a little rhyme. I'll say a part of the rhyme, and you repeat it back, one line at a time.
Ooh, I'd like to try that.
Me too. It makes it fun to be quiet.
I'm glad you think so. Here's the rhyme. Once upon a time, a fairy had a friend. A brother who's named Rudy. It's their nap time now. The end. You two ready?
Ready.
Then repeat after me in a whisper. Once upon a time.
Once upon a time.
A fairy had a friend.
A fairy had a friend.
A brother who's named Rudy.
A brother whose name was Rudy.
It's their nap time now.
It's their nap time now.
Okay, all together in our teeny tiniest, super softest, most quiet whisper voice. The end.
The end. That was so quiet. I think I'm just about ready for imagining now, Alan. I'm ready for nap time after that.
Whoa. I think I am too, Abby.
Good. Then we're ready to visit our very quiet imaginary library together.
Yeah!
Let's all whisper together right after me. Once upon a time.
Once upon a time.
Let's imagine we are at the Sesame Street Library. As you walk through the front doors of the library, you enter a big, sunny room. The sounds of the city fade behind you, and you hear library sounds everywhere. Chairs slide along the floor. Computer keyboards click. You can hear your friends walking here and there to find their books. A librarian walks by, pushing a rolling cart stacked high with colorful books. A group of big kids sits in a circle, whispering about a book they're reading. There are rows and rows of bookshelves with colorful books. On the other side of the room, there are lots of desks. The desks are for reading and writing. You hear book pages being turned as you cross the red carpet to the children's library. In the children's library, there are picture books on top of a large countertop. The picture books have beautiful, colorful covers. Inside each book, there are wonderful illustrations. One picture shows children holding hands under a sparkling rainbow. Another shows a family building a treehouse. In a basket on the floor, there is a pile of books about trains. The book on the top of the pile has a drawing of a red train on it. Steam rises out of it into the blue sky. Next to the basket full of train books, a librarian is setting up pillows in a circle on the floor. The pillows look like little clouds, puffy and soft. Soon, the librarian will lead story time for the children in the neighborhood. Next to the children's library, there's the section of books for older kids, with books all lined up in neat rows. An older girl comes around the corner, looking closely at the titles on the edges of each book. She pulls one book off the shelf and flips through its pages. She shrugs her shoulders, then places the book back on the shelf. Then she reaches for another. This time, as she flips through the pages, a big smile comes over her face. She sits crisscross applesauce on the floor next to the crowded bookshelf, reading faster and faster. A librarian pushes a cart down a row with the label Animal Books. On the cart, there are stacks and stacks of books about animals that people have brought back to the library after reading them. Some are about cuddly dogs, cozy kittens, and even friendly dolphins. The librarian looks at the shelves full of books. There are little open spaces between some of the books. The librarian takes books, one at a time, from off the cart and carefully slips them into these open spaces on the shelves. There. Now all the animal books are right back where they belong, so they're ready for someone else to read. The librarian nods happily and wheels the empty cart away. At the checkout counter, a boy hands a book to a librarian. The librarian lifts a small machine and holds it over the book. The small machine goes beep. Then the librarian places a bookmark in the middle of the book and hands it back to the boy. After his book is checked out, the boy wanders over to a big, fuzzy armchair in the lobby to curl up and read. The book is about animal detectives living in the jungle. On each page, there are drawings of big, green flowers and plants. In the back of the library, through a big blue door, there's a classroom with lots of windows. In this room, a librarian is leading an arts and crafts class. Children sit on cozy pillows. There are watercolor paints in front of them. Soft, beautiful music plays in the room, making everything feel soothing and calm. The children paint animals, fruits, and flowers. Their paintbrushes make a soft swish swish sound against the paper. The librarian walks around the room, glancing at each child's painting. Sometimes she leans down and whispers a suggestion. The music goes on sweetly playing, mixing with the sound of paintbrushes swishing. At a desk near the children's library, a writer sits in front of an open notebook. She takes out a pencil and begins to write. The desk is near a big window that looks out onto Sesame Street. Sometimes, the writer looks out the window and watches the friendly people outside walking past the library. Back in the children's library, story time is starting. Children sit in a small circle on cozy, comfy pillows. They wear fuzzy, colorful socks. Their shoes are stacked neatly in a corner. Another librarian sits in the center, holding a big fairy tale book. He is the Storytime librarian.
Once upon a time, there was a dragon.
His voice is low and soft as he reads about dragons and castles. The children listen closely, growing sleepy under the soft lights. When the book is finished, the librarian sings, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star." And the children join in singing.